ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की गौर के मनंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्ट प्रायश्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन एंटाइटल्ड क्रिएशन, चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल्ड डिविनिटी एंड डिवाइन सर्विस, टेक्स्ट 28 एंड 29। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परा द अल्टीमेट गोल, वेदा रिवील स्क्रिप्चर्स। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परा फॉर वर्शिपिंग, मखा सैक्रिफाइसेस। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परा द मीन्स ऑफ अटेनिंग, योगा मिस्टिक पैराफर्नेलिया। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परा अंडर हिज कंट्रोल, क्रिया फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परम द सुप्रीम, ज्ञानम नॉलेज। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परम बेस्ट, तपह ऑस्टेरिटी। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परह सुपीरियर क्वालिटी, धर्म रिलीजन। वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, परा अल्टीमेट, गति गोल ऑफ लाइफ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। इन द रिवील्ड स्क्रिप्चर्स द अल्टीमेट ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ नॉलेज इज श्री कृष्ण द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. He is supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know Him. Religion, dharma, is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life. Purport is a little long purport, 2-3 pages long, so we'll try to read all of it, because as Prabhupada said, these purports are my devotional ecstasies, so we don't want to miss that. Okay, so purport: that Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is the only object of worship is confirmed in these two shlokas. In the Vedic literature there is the same objective, establishing one's relationship and ultimately reviving our lost service unto Him. That is the sum and substance of the Vedas. In the Bhagavad Gita, the same theory is confirmed by the Lord in His own words. The ultimate purpose of the Vedas is to know Him only. All the revealed scriptures are prepared by the Lord through His incarnation in the body of Srila Vyasadeva, just to remind the fallen souls conditioned by material nature of Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. No demigod can award freedom from material bondage. That is the verdict of all the Vedic literatures. Impersonalists who have no information of the personality of Godhead minimize the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord, and put him on equal footing with all other living beings. And for this act, such impersonalists get freedom from material bondage only with great difficulty. They can surrender unto him only after many, many births in the culture of transcendental knowledge. One may argue that the Vedic activities are based on sacrificial ceremonies. That is true. But all such sacrifices are also meant for realizing the truth about Vasudev. Another name of Vasudev is Yajna, sacrifice. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that all sacrifices and all activities are to be conducted for the satisfaction of Yajna or Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. This is the case also with the yoga systems. Yoga means to get into touch with the Supreme Lord. The process, however, includes severe bodily features such as asana, dhyana, pranayama, and meditation, and all of them are meant for concentrating upon the localized aspect of Vasudeva represented as Paramatma. Paramatma realization is but partial realization of Vasudeva, and if one is successful in that attempt, one realizes Vasudeva in full. But by ill luck, most yogis are stranded by the powers of mysticism achieved through the bodily process. Ill-fated yogis are given a chance in the next birth by being placed in the families of good learned brahmanas or in the families of rich merchants in order to execute the unfinished task of Vasudeva realization. If such fortunate brahmanas and sons of rich men properly utilize the chance, they can easily realize Vasudeva by good association with saintly persons. Unfortunately, such preferred persons are captivated again by material wealth and honor, and thus they practically forget the aim of life. This is also so for the culture of knowledge. According to Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 items in culturing knowledge. By such culture of knowledge, one becomes gradually prideless, devoid of vanity, non-violent, forbearing, simple, devoted to the great spiritual master, and self-controlled. By culture of knowledge, one becomes unattached to hearth and home and becomes conscious of the miseries due to death, birth, old age and disease. And all culture of knowledge culminates in devotional service to the personality of Godhead Vasudev. Therefore, Vasudev is the ultimate aim in culturing all different branches of knowledge. Culture of knowledge leading one to the transcendental plane of meeting Vasudev is real knowledge. Physical knowledge in its various branches is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita as ajnana, or the opposite of real knowledge. The ultimate aim of physical knowledge is to satisfy the senses, which means prolongation of the term of material existence and thereby continuance of the threefold miseries. So prolonging the miserable life of material existence is nescience. But the same physical knowledge leading to the way of spiritual understanding helps one to end the miserable cycle of physical existence and to begin the life of spiritual existence on the plane of Vasudeva. The same applies to all kinds of austerities. Tapasya means voluntary acceptance of bodily pains to achieve some higher end of life. Ravana and Hiranyakashipu went a severe type of bodily torture to achieve the end of sense gratification. Sometimes modern politicians also undergo severe types of austerities to achieve some political end. This is not actually tapasya. One should accept voluntary bodily inconvenience for the sake of knowing Vasudeva, because that is the way of real austerities. Otherwise, all forms of austerities are classified as mode of passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance cannot end the miseries of life. Only the mode of goodness can mitigate the threefold miseries of life. Vasudeva and Devaki, the so-called father and mother of Lord Krishna, underwent penances to get Vasudeva as their son. Lord Sri Krishna is the father of all living beings, Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Therefore, he is the original living being of all other living beings. He is the original eternal enjoyer among all other enjoyers. Therefore, no one can be his begetting father, as the ignorant may think. Lord Shri Krishna agreed to become the son of Vasudev and Devaki upon being pleased with their severe austerities. Therefore, if any austerities have to be done, they must be done to achieve the end of knowledge, Vasudev. Vasudev is the original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. As explained before, the original personality of Godhead expands himself in innumerable forms. Such expansion of forms is made possible by his various energies. His energies are also multifarious, and his internal energies are superior and external energies are inferior in quality. They are explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.4-6 as the para and the apara prakritis. So, his expansions of various forms which take place via the internal energies are superior forms, whereas the expansions which take place via the external energies are inferior forms. The living entities are also his expansions. The living entities who are expanded by his internal potency are eternally liberated persons, whereas those who are expanded in terms of the material energies are eternally conditioned souls. Therefore, all culture of knowledge, austerities, sacrifice and activities should be aimed at changing the quality of the influence that is acting upon us. For the present, we are all being controlled by the external energy of the Lord. And just to change the quality of the influence, we must endeavor to cultivate spiritual energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are Mahatmas, or those whose minds have been so broadened as to be engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, are under the influence of the internal potency. And the effect is that such broad-minded living beings are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord without deviation. That should be the aim of life. And that is the verdict of all the Vedic literatures. No one should bother himself with fruitive activities or dry speculation about transcendental knowledge. Everyone should at once engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nor should one worship different demigods who work as different hands of the Lord for creation, maintenance or destruction of the material world. There are innumerable powerful demigods who look over the external management of the material world. They are all different assisting hands of Lord Vasudev. Even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are included in the list of demigods, but Lord Vishnu or Vasudev is always transcendentally situated. Even though he accepts the quality of goodness of the material world, he is still transcendental to all the material modes. The following example will clear that matter more explicitly. In the prison house, there are the prisoners and the managers of the prison house. Both the managers and the prisoners are bound by the laws of the king. But even though the king sometimes comes in the prison, he is not bound by the laws of the prison house. The king is therefore always transcendental to the laws of prison house, as the Lord is always transcendental to the laws of the material world. Omakyantimirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam nadati svapadantikam mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatkripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam bhavnebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are almost at the end of second chapter, the Divinity and Divine Service. And as we know, the first chapter was questioned by the sages. So the different sages assembled in the forest of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. They asked different questions to Suta Goswami. So they asked 6 questions. And throughout Bhagavatam we have the answers given. So the first question was, what is the ultimate and most superior goal or ultimate end for all persons? So the answer is also given in this chapter and throughout Bhagavatam, that Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radokshaji. So performance of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, that is the highest good for everyone. So and throughout Bhagavatam, as we know, it is expanded. The Bhagavatam is about Krishna and devotional service to Krishna. So there's various expansions of Krishna given, different incarnations, how they come, and how devotees, the pure devotees who render devotional service to them, that's also explained. So that was the first question. The second question was that sages asked Suta Goswami, that what is the essence of all the scriptures? So now here in today's 2 verses and previous verses, that second question is answered. So what is the essence that by reading all the scriptures, what are we trying to understand? So here on the board we can see, without doubt, so many times the answer is written, Vasudeva, Vasudeva. How many times? Maybe, you know, 8 times in the verse and 2 verses, you know, and in translation. So that's the essence. So essence of all the Vedas is to know Krishna, like that. So there are different aspects given in today's verse, that Paraveda, Paramakha, like that. So we'll discuss few of them today. So that's the answer of second question. What is the goal of scriptures? So as we know, initially there was one Veda and it was so massive and elaborate that Vyasadeva knew that these unfortunate people of Kali Yuga, they won't be able to understand and derive the conclusion of such massive literature. So he further divided it into various 4 Vedas and then further into many branches. His disciples and further disciples of grand disciples, like that, they took up various parts and they expanded. So there's a lot of details there. So that's the micro level. So you can go in so much detail into various sections of Vedas. So many things are given, you know, Dhanurveda, Ayurveda, the worship of demigods. You can just pick up one section and you can go into so much detail. There are thousands and thousands and millions of verses. But what happens is, sometimes if we go so deep, so the tendency is we lose the bigger picture, the macro level. So that's the danger. So that's why on and off in Vedas the reminder is given. So here in these verses, again and again, Vasudev Paraveda, is just again and again, if we repeat that, so what stays in mind is Vasudev, Vasudev, you know, whole day, it's repeated so many times like that. So that's like an impression that it stays with us. So that's the bigger picture, to understand what is the goal of reading so many scriptures, is to understand Krishna or Vasudev. So as we know, there are different human beings. So those human beings, there are 2 classes. One are civilized and uncivilized. So uncivilized are those who don't understand the purpose of Vedas, and those who don't follow the Vedas. So they are uncivilized. They are pretty much on animal platform. So animals also don't understand the Vedas. So what's the difference? So just the external form is human, as a human, but the consciousness is not developed. That's uncivilized. But the civilized human beings, they understand the purpose of Vedas and they understand different details of the Vedas. And such type of human beings are called Aryans. So that's the civilized class of human beings. So we all aspire to become Aryans or understand the purpose behind these Vedas. So as we know in Bhagavad Gita, when in first chapter and Arjuna is expressing his doubts, various doubts. So he's presenting scriptural references and, you know, if all the soldiers are killed, what will happen, who will do the Shraddha ceremony, like that. So, but then Krishna, the first verse that Krishna speaks is the second verse of second chapter. Kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupastitam anarya jushtam aswargyam akirtikaram Arjuna. So here Krishna is like chastising Arjuna. So he is saying, how have these impurities come upon you? So he expects a devotee of Krishna, Arjuna, who is such a good devotee of Krishna. So Krishna was expecting him to be a very perfect Arya or a civilized person who has the knowledge of all the Vedas and the scriptures. But here Krishna is chastising Arjuna. He is saying anaryam. So you are acting, you are speaking learned words, but they have no meaning. They are not in line with the scriptures. So then he defeats all his arguments. So the main point is, a person, a civilized person, an intelligent human being, he actually understands all the details of Vedas and he acts according to that. So further in second chapter, actually it's given, one can actually know different details, but if he doesn't know the bigger picture or the macro level, so then there is no use. But if one knows the essence, even if one doesn't know the details and he knows the main point, so then that's good. So everything else will be attained by him. So one who knows the macro level, doesn't know the micro level as yet, everything would be provided, all the intelligence would be provided by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's, there's this another analogy given by Krishna himself. So here Krishna says, the 46th verse of second chapter, he says, Yavan Arth Udapane Sarvataha Sampluto Udake Tavan Sarveshu Vedeshu Brahmanasya Vijanata. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. So one who knows the purpose of Vedas, to him everything else is provided. You know? So there are different bodies of water. There is some rivers, there is a well, a small lake, and then there is ocean. You know. So we can, by these small bodies of water, we can have, you know, we can use that water for a few things. But if we have access to the whole ocean, then we don't need the small bodies of water. That's already included in there. So like that, if we know Krishna, so then all other sacrifices, austerities, the knowledge and everything else, the effects of yoga, you know, and the kriya, dharma, everything else is automatically achieved. So that's why when we hear, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so it has got all the potencies of Lord. Everything else is already there. You get all the effects, you are purified. Cheto Darpan Marjanam, we are purified from within and we achieve all the results of yoga. The Ashtanga Yoga has 8 limbs, you know, Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, everything, all the chakras come in line, everything is perfect when you do this chanting, hearing and chanting process like that. And further, another, there is a very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which further establishes this point. It says, Aho Bhatshva Pachato Gariyan Yajiva Grevartate Namatubhyam Te Pustapaste Jugusasnurarya Brahmanu Churnam Grinanti Yete. So here it says that even if a person who is born in a dog eater family, If he chants the holy name of Krishna, it is considered that he has achieved all the result of reading all the scriptures, doing austerities, performing yoga practices, everything. You just have to chant the holy name of Lord and perform bhakti, and it's considered you don't have to do any other austerity. It's all included in there, like that. So further, if we see in today's two verses, we have different, so many times Vasudev. So what does the word Vasudev mean? As we know, the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam starts, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that I offer my obeisances to Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. So Vasudev is son of Vasudev. So here clearly we know that the goal of scriptures is to know the son of Vasudev. So when we say son of Vasudev means he must be a person. So the goal of all the scriptures is personal, not impersonal understanding. That's one aspect given in various scriptures. But the ultimate aspect is the personality of Godhead, Vasudev or Krishna, like that. So if we see the first line, it says Vasudev Para Veda. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna. So in all the Vedas, as we discussed, in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna confirms, Vedaischa Sarve Aham Eva Vedyo. By all the Vedas, He is to be known. So there are different branches of knowledge and people are trying to accumulate that knowledge. So what is the motive behind accumulation of that knowledge? People are studying in unis and they go to school, they devote so many years, 5-10 years even after schooling to get those degrees. But what is the goal? Some people have goal, okay, they can get good jobs and money so that they can, what can they do with money? Eat, sleep, mate and defend, that's it. So for that you don't have to, you know, do so much. You don't have to do so much study if that is the goal of your knowledge. You can just, you know, you don't even have to go to school. You can just start earning. You know, distribute newspaper or whatever, work in a store. If you want money for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, why to attain so much knowledge? But some people actually want this knowledge just for pride or some satisfaction that, oh, I have achieved this, you know, like that. But that's also useless because, as we know, this is a cycle of birth and death, and in next life you start with zero. So what's the purpose? So purpose of actually attaining knowledge is to understand Krishna. If that is the purpose, then that is perfect. It's not that we reject all the knowledge, but if the purpose behind gaining that knowledge is to understand Krishna, then that is good, like that. And then further, if we see the last line, it says Vasudev Para Gatihi. So the word Gati means goal or destination. So as we see, the purpose of Vedas is to understand Krishna. We are trying, what is our destination? We are trying to reach towards Krishna. So that's our goal. So if we are having that goal, then our endeavors are perfect. So different people, they are also guided. Some people are misguided, they don't know where they are going, totally confused. But some actually, they, if you see, you know, they are working in nice suit and coat and they are walking on the street, it looks like, you know, they have this conception of, I know what I am doing, I know where I am going. So they have actually decided some destination, they have some idea which goal to obtain. But if that goal is not Krishna, then their endeavors, Prabhupada actually says in one purport in Bhagavad Gita, he says, if the goal is not Krishna, if the gati, the para gati is not Krishna, then their endeavors, they are either, they will receive partial results, or actually, or their endeavors are totally hallucinatory. They just don't know what they are doing, they are just doing. Like if you see the guinea pig, you know, he's walk, there's a kind of a wheel, and he just walks. He's endeavoring so hard, but where is he reaching? Just stays there, you know. But he's working very hard. So that's why people these days, they are just working very hard. But where are they going? Nowhere. like that. So we have to decide our gati or destination, where we are going. And that has to be the paragati, the highest destination, the ultimate destination. We have to set up our destination as that. And then we will work towards. If we know, okay, where we are going, for example, if you go to a travel agency, you tell them, okay, this is the destination I want to go to. And then they tell, okay, you can take this flight and go through this via this route or that route. But if you go to a travel agency and they ask, where do you want to go? They say, I don't know. So, what's the use? You know? It's a very strange situation. So that's the thing. We have to decide that where we want to go. And that has to, if we want to achieve the ultimate destination, and that's here clearly says Vasudev Paragati, that's Krishna. And then further, as we see, there it says Vasudev Paramakha. Makha means the sacrifices. And another word, Yajna. Yajna or Makha both mean sacrifices. So it can mean fire sacrifices, various fire sacrifices, or everyone actually is making some sacrifice in their life. So what is the goal of sacrifice? Vasudev Paramakha. So that's the ultimate goal. So that should be the goal of any sacrifice. So in Bhagavad Gita also, 5.29, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapsam Sarva Lokamaheshwaram. Yajna Tapsam. The enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities is actually me. That's what Krishna is stressing there. So if we make any other goal of our sacrifices, then there is no use. So there is that very nice pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book, where it about the wives of the Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas, they in a near the Vrindavan, they were performing these sacrifices, various sacrifices with great detail, very nice detail, with full knowledge of scriptures. And then one day Krishna's various friends, they said, oh Krishna, we are hungry. So then Krishna suggested, okay, go nearby, there are some Brahmanas, you ask them that please give us some food, some prasadam, but don't tell my name, because they would think that I am just a Vaishya, you know, lower caste. Just tell them Balram's name, that Lord Balram is nearby. So they would think, oh, at least he is a Kshatriya, so they may give you something. So then these boys went there, Gopas went there, and they asked that, oh, Supreme Personalities of Godhead, Krishna and Balram, they are very nearby. Could you give us some remnants of your sacrifice for them? So then they didn't even answer. They didn't even say yes or no. So the boys were very disappointed. They went back and told Krishna about their disappointment. So Krishna said, don't worry, you know, that's the nature of begging. When you are begging, for example, if you are like preaching is pretty much like begging. You are begging someone to take Krishna. So Krishna told them, actually begging, you know, you have to understand that you won't be successful every time. So like that. That's one lesson to learn. There is, you know, one, if we do book distribution or any preaching activity, we can't expect perfect result in each endeavor, you know. If we stop a person, we can't expect, oh, see, I'm doing this great sacrifice, Vasudev Paramakha, I'm here on the street, you know, sacrificing my time for you, so you must stop. Well, we can't expect that. If he stops, he stops. But even if he sees a devotee, they get some benefit. So that's the book distribution or any preaching is like begging, actually. So we are begging. So we can hope for the best, but we should be prepared for the worst also. So there Krishna told them, you know, that's the nature of begging. Okay, you didn't get anything. Now you go again and there are wives of the Brahmanas. You ask them and tell them that we are here, and then they will give you, because they are great devotees. So then the Gopas went there and asked wives of Brahmanas, and they immediately brought all the paraphernalia and they came to Krishna. So there it proves, they actually knew the goal, the end result of all the sacrifices. Their husbands were actually externally, they were doing all the sacrifices with great detail, but they forgot the bigger picture, the goal, that who are these sacrifices for. They forgot that. So these wives, who may not be very intelligent in the details of Vedas and the sacrifices, but they knew the bigger picture, they knew the end of those sacrifices. So they attained actually perfection. They could see Krishna like that. So that's the goal of all sacrifices. And then further in this purport, here it says, so by doing all these austerities and sacrifice, here Prabhupada says, therefore all culture of knowledge, austerities, sacrifice and activities should be aimed at changing the quality of the influence that is acting upon us. So we have to actually, when we understand we are in conditioned state, so we have, there are various energies of Krishna which are acting upon us. So we just have to change the influence that we expose ourselves to. So there are different modes, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness. So it's our choice, we have that minute independence, to which mode we expose ourselves to most, or, you know. So that's why yesterday's class also was mostly about mode of goodness. So there were qualities were given, that how actually we should aspire to attain those qualities. Then we are actually choosing to, okay, we are acting in this mode. And then we can actually understand Krishna and reach the mode of pure goodness. So that Lord Shiva actually says in 4th canto, Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yad Iyate Tatra Pumana Pavrita. So the state in which Vasudeva is revealed is the pure goodness. So we must develop good mode of goodness so that we can reach that pure goodness where Tat Puman Apavrita, where the mysteries would be uncovered and then revealed. Krishna will reveal himself like that. So that's the goal. And further, as we see here, it says Vasudeva Param Tapaha. So all the austerities, everyone is doing some austerity or the other. So, but the goal is Vasudeva. So as we know, in scriptures there are different examples given, and in this purport also says how Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, they did great tapasya. So Ravana actually, he was worshipping Lord Shiva for some material gain, and then Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to become immortal, he was worshipping Lord Brahma. But there goal of those, that tapasya, was sense gratification. So that's not the ultimate goal. So here it says ultimate goal is Vasudeva Param Tapaha. So the example of Dhruva Maharaj, if we see, he also did austerity. He was just a 5-year-old boy, but he also wanted some bigger kingdom, very very big kingdom, bigger than his grandfather. But the point was, he was little innocent, he's just 5 years old, and he got the good fortune of associating with a pure devotee, Narada, Narad Muni. So what happened when he was insulted by his stepmother, and then further his own mother, she suggested, okay, you go to forest and search for Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can give you the bigger kingdom. So he was very innocent and he went. But when Narad Muni came to know that what sort of austerity this boy is about to do, he was struck with wonder, and he immediately went there and he asked him, you are just so young, why do you want to do such a big austerity? So then Dhruva Maharaj said, you know, now I can't understand that instruction because I'm Kshatriya, you know, that insult, I can't bear that insult, so I have to do this. But then he asked for some instruction, that please tell me how to worship Supreme Lord. So that's one good thing that he did. So then Narad Muni gave him the mantra, which is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So then actually his austerities were directed towards Vasudev. And then Lord Vasudev came himself. And when he saw him, he was purified, and he then that's the thing. At the moment we may not be purified, but if our goal of our austerities is to understand Vasudev or Krishna or to serve him, then we will be cleansed of all our impurities like that. So there, as we know, the Kashmalam, these impurities, when Krishna is chastising Arjun. So we have to be very careful that we are to set our goal right. So there, if we see the example of Arjun was right there with Krishna. Still he overcame with doubts. So Krishna was personally present there. So actually there is further explanation given by Acharyas. When Arjun said, okay, take my chariot in the middle of two armies, so then Krishna took, he said, I want to see who is assembled. So he took the chariot in the middle of armies and he pretty much smiled. Just see all the Kurus assembled. So he just smiled because one reason, he was saying, you already know who is assembled, why do you want to see now? And you know, you should just fight. And another reason why Krishna smiled, he was thinking that just see how powerful my material energy is. Even in my presence, Arjuna is overcome by that. So that's the potency of Maya. Because it's Krishna's energy, so it's so powerful, even in presence of Krishna, we can be overcome by material energy. But here, these two verses, clearly they are saying, if we fix the goal of our life, the param gati, the goal of our all the activities, if we fix that, oh Krishna, you are the goal of, I want to achieve you, then Krishna will provide everything like that. And then further, if we see in that pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, when he attained that kingdom, then later on what happened was, his stepbrother was killed. He went for hunting and one of the yakshas, he killed his brother Uttama. And to take revenge, Dhruva Maharaj went to the place of yakshas and he started killing all of them. So he killed so many of the yakshas that his grandfather came, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu came, and he said, just stop killing so many yakshas, they are innocent. So then further all the matter was settled, and Kubera, who is the in charge of yakshas, he came. And he made a very intelligent statement there. So he said, now that you have killed, now that your brother was killed, and you have killed these so many of my associates, but actually, that's not the main reason. The main reason is everyone has to die. So main reason is time. So time is the main reason. So here, by this understanding of Krishna and Krishna's energy, we understand that actually the time is one of the, it's like an impersonal aspect, it's considered as impersonal aspect of Krishna. It's one of the energy of Krishna. And in material conditioning, we are affected by time. But by keeping Krishna as our destination, or Vasudeva as our destination, we are released from these clutches of time. So there's that famous question that, you know, when did we come to the material world? But actually we cannot understand that, because these aspects of time and space exist only in the material existence. So when Mahavishnu, he glances, the Pradhan, the aggregate of material elements. So Mahavishnu is Vasudev, expansion of Vasudev. He is actually beyond material energy. So we can't put a time duration that, okay, when he glanced and when did we come. So all we have to understand is this is all under the control of Vasudev, and that we are very tiny, minute sparks of Vasudev, and that we have to go back to him. So that's the real understanding. If we dedicate our life towards that, then we are, that's the paragati, we are reaching the supreme destination. So finally, what we can discuss is the importance about hearing. So these subjects of Krishna are discussed so nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam and arranged and spoken by Shukadev Goswami, Suta Goswami, pure devotees. So they affect us. They affect straight to the heart, and we recently studied the different stages of bhakti, that how these messages act. So we just have to give our rapt or oral reception. So we have to open our ears, and with the right consciousness we have to hear. So the right motive has to be there to understand Krishna. So if some people hear and speak Srimad Bhagavatam with a professional motive, then it won't act. You can speak the same verses, you can speak so many times Vasudev, Vasudev, as we say in today's verses, 8 times, but you can say 800 times. But if the motive is like professional, then there is no effect. Because that independence is there, right? We want to attain Krishna, or we want to attain some other motive. So if that motive is wrong, so some people speak Bhagavatam and then they take material remuneration for speaking. That's of no use. And people who hear from such speakers, they also have professional motives. They want their material motives to be fulfilled. So then it won't act. So here we do this sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, and we sacrifice, of course, physically we are present here, so we are not somewhere else, so we have done that sacrifice. But then if we bring our consciousness here also to the messages, then that's ultimate sacrifice. We are actually hearing that. And then that sacrifice can continue throughout the day if we apply that throughout the day, what we heard. So actually each moment, that's called Vasudev Paramakha, ultimate sacrifice. So throughout our day we are making this sacrifice to act on the messages of, act according to the messages of Bhagavatam, like that. And in one lecture I was hearing, Radhanath Maharaj was saying, so when we say Cheto Darpan Marjanam, we want to purify ourselves when we chant or do any other devotional activities. So we, one goal is we want to purify and serve Krishna purely. So how do we purify? Is by our life, or by our example. It's not that while we are in temple or while we are doing some service, we are in good consciousness, but at all the time we have, by our example, we have to lead a very good life, and that way we can purify ourselves. So there it says, Nasht Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. So that's the person Bhagavat means, all the time he is living as per the messages of Bhagavatam. So that's person Bhagavatam, like that. So that's the goal, to achieve that, and then actually we can serve Vasudev perfectly. So I'll end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, please.
In Australia, we were with us. How are you going? So, normally. So we should ask, where are you going? That's what we were saying. What are you doing? Where are you going?
That's right.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
That reminds me, my mother, when I was only 5 years old, used to say, Pundrapi Janni Jatran Shanam Trai Manare Trai Manare. If you don't become a lover of Krishna, you have to go to another womb, which can be human womb or animal womb. So that's what we are emphasizing Bhagavatam today so wonderfully. That unless you become a devotee of Krishna, then you serve him, there is no way we can get from Maya. As you said, deviation from the Maya. So instead of saying, how are you going? There are you going.
Sometimes, you know, I was in a uni, and many Indians had migrated and to study. So some, we don't have that culture there of these questions. So sometimes they were new, and people used to ask, how are you going? They used to say, by tram. don't know where they are going, but also they don't know how they are going.
Yeah.
Any other question or comment? Okay, thank you very much. Tan Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.